Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Fighting champion, I said I was going to be consistent, and I said I was going to be a workhorse, but that's all lies. It's a lie because the reality is, my real name is Joe, and I've been living with leukemia for 11 years. And unfortunately, it's back. And because the leukemia is back, I cannot fulfill my role. I can't be that fighting champion. And I'm going to have to relinquish the Universal Championship. When I was 22 years old, I was diagnosed with this. And very quickly, I was able to put it in remission. But I'm not gonna lie, that was the hardest time of my life. I didn't have a job, but the team that gave me a chance was the WWE. They put me in front of all of you, the WWE Universe, and to be honest, y'all have made my dreams come true. And for that, I have to say thank you so much. Life is not fair, but I want to make one thing clear. By no means is this a retirement speech, because I have faith, because after I'm done whooping leukemia's ass once again, I'm coming back home. I'm coming back because I want to show all of you, the whole world, I want to show my family, my friends, my children, and my wife that when life throws a curveball at me, I am the type of man that will stand in that batter's box. I will crowd the plate, I will choke up, and I will swing for the fences every single time. Because I will beat this, and I will be back, so you will see me very, very soon. Thank you so much. God bless you, and I love you. Believe that.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez, Dominic, Kayvon, and Josh right here on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash, blogtalkradio.com. I want to thank God for giving us another chance to talk wrestling, as always. Tonight, will be a show like none other, I'm believing. One thing about this particular show, we're going to talk about anything and everything. Whether it makes us uncomfortable, whether it makes us comfortable, we're going to talk about it. Whether it creates a heated debate, whether it doesn't create a heated debate, we're going to talk about it. Many of you just heard the clip of Roman Reigns when he came out a couple years ago and had to announce that he had to leave the wrestling ring because his leukemia came back. Now, I don't know much about cancer, you know. I never had cancer before, but I know many of you may have had it before, and you probably can elaborate on it better than I can. I remember that night. That night was a tearjerker. You know, that night was one of those nights that I never thought would happen. And even going back listening to that clip, you know, I caught myself getting a little teary-eyed then because it was just such a sad night. You know, you almost thought the guy was getting ready to pass away, unfortunately. But he didn't. But we're going to get into we're going to take a look back at that night. We're going to talk about how we all felt that night. And then we want to take a shift because there's many people that think that this was a work, that Roman never had cancer. So I want to talk about that too. We want to talk about that too, not I. And then a few other things. We want to talk about Chris Jericho, the WWE releases. But I'm going to stop yapping. I'm going to bring the rest of the family on. Dominic is back with us. Welcome back, Dominic.
Welcome back. Guys, right now I am tuned in and I'm still watching NXT Carmelo Hayes versus Pete Dunne. Mm-hmm. Right now it's another candidate of match of the year.
So I got to go back and watch that.
Okay. Pete Dunne is our winner.
Wow.
Talking about the topic of Roman Reigns. That was real tough, man.
Yeah.
Before you dive into it, Dom,
let me bring the other guys on, and then I'll let you go. You can go straight into it, but let me bring the other guys on real quick. Kayvon, what's up, brother?
What's going on? Not much. Just like Chris Jericho, tonight I have my list. So I want to see who is going to make the list.
Oh, yeah. And then we got the main man. Josh is back with us. He's ready tonight. Josh in the house.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
I don't know what to say, man. I'm ready. That's all I'm going to say. That's how I'm feeling.
Tonight might be a tearjerker for some because it hits close to home.
Well, let's not keep that waiting. Now let's jump into the Big Four Plus One with Kayvon, and then we're going straight into the Roman Reigns talk. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is I, the big dog, Kayvon, and I am here to present to you the Big Four Plus One. The first up, Kevin Owens. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this has Monday Night on Raw. Kevin Owens went heel. You might want to pay a close attention to that. Next up, we have Big E. The WWE champion, will he be turning heel as well? I mean, you know, we've kind of seen him going back and forth with a lot of superstars on Monday night. So, hey, he could be taking the heel turn. Jimmy Uso, yes. On Friday night SmackDown, we seen him almost about to bend the knee to King Woods. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Roman Reigns have to make sure that that didn't happen. And, of course, you know, WWE releases, of course, they released some superstars, and, of course, they forgot about one person that we all know and love, Big Mama Jack is now retired from doing podcasts. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry about that. Then the big one. The big one, Roman Reigns. He is set to go one-on-one with King Woods this Friday. So, who will remain on top, King or the Tribal Chief? Tune in to SmackDown to find out. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for me tonight. Let's roll it. Wow.
Thank you, Kayvon. Another outstanding job with the Big Four Plus Four. Big Four Plus One, and Kayvon is controlling our update desk throughout the night. So we're going to be going back to him a little bit later with another edition of the Big Four Plus One. Plus, Kayvon is always part of the conversation as well, so let's not forget that. Hey, let's jump into it. Josh, I'm going to turn the floor over to you and Kayvon and Dominic, and then I'll add to it. Because I've talked enough all day, probably.
We'll let Don go first.
His mic is on mute, so he's not ready to go just yet. So.
He just
gave me a message.
All right. Well, when Roman Reigns came out and said he has leukemia and he was going to go away for a while, but then says we'll see him very soon. The dude was out for 2 months. Now, there can be cases where, you know, cancer can come and go. Okay, sure, you can, you know, get rid of it, or it could go into remission very soon. As a cancer survivor, yes, I have a sarcoma tumor on my lumbar. It took me a year, a full year of radiation and chemo to even remotely get it to where it was going back into remission. There is no way that something as serious as leukemia will go away literally in 2 months. I don't care if you've got – the only way is if God is coming down and touching you and saying, we're going to heal you right now. And let's face it, Roman Reigns did not have God touch him. I take offense to the fact that he says he has it and he came back. This was all a work, because if you really look at it, he says we'll be coming back real soon. So he came back literally 2 months later. When he left, he had no fan base. Yep. How were they going to start getting fans behind him? They had to come up with a work. And the work was, let's make people feel sorry for him. When he came back, they cheered. And then literally 3 weeks later, they were booing this man again. And what did he do? Couple years later, he takes a hiatus because of the pandemic, which I understand. Then the dude comes back and he's a heel, and now he's got the fans that they want. It was all a work, because WWE wants people to feel emotions, but they do it the wrong ways. My opinion, it was all a work.
Well, Trayvon, I know you're going to jump in. I wasn't expecting to get this from you. I thought you were going to say that it wasn't a work, so I'm kind of over here stunned that you said what you just said. Really. But, still to this day, I think it's a work. So I'm agreeing with you. I think it was a work. It was too convenient. You know, the fans weren't getting behind them. So what does WWE do? We throw cancer in the middle of it. You know, we put cancer in the mix just to soften up the fans. And then, like you said, he said, I'll be back really soon. Dude came back so fast, you forgot that he was gone. You know, and
pretty much.
I'm sorry. I have to do a double take sometime on anything that I hear from TV, period. Not just wrestling, but anything, because you never know what's real or not. And I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, so to speak, because we've been lied to. I mean, I believe we've been lied to a lot. And definitely, I think this was a work. Maybe Roman didn't have a choice but to go along with it. And Vince, he's known to push the envelope, you know. So I could see him creating this story just to get Roman some more cheers or just so the fans can get behind him. So, and if it was a work, that's so disgusting on WWE's part. It's so disgusting on Roman's part, you know, and it's hard to want to support somebody like that. Even though I'm a big Roman Reigns fan, you know, when we think about it, that will be really hard if we ever found out that that was a work to support Roman. And Kayvon, I'm going to give you – yeah. Oh, Josh, if you want to add to that, go for it. And then Kayvon, you can jump in.
I just wanted to say, when that episode aired, everyone was so tuned in to that. You want to know why else I think it was a work?
Why?
Because at the end of that episode, why would they make that part be so emotional and then at the end have Dean Ambrose, which is the only thing I remember really from that episode that stood out to me, was Dean Ambrose turned on Seth Rollins. The same episode right after they were just hugging? No.
Yeah.
It was all a work.
It was. That's all I'm going to say it was. Kayvon?
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with the both of you, knowing me, since I like to dive deep in this thing. Well, number one, when he first announced this thing, since, of course, all of you know that I'm a huge Roman Reigns fan, I took that to heart. And let's just say my week, what time when I was in high school, my week wasn't right until he came back. And I dove deep in the thing just to see if it was, like, work. And, well, it turned out to be true. He was laid up in the hospital, you know, with machines and all that good stuff. And I was like, okay, this could potentially be something. Because I know for myself, if I was in the industries of wrestling and I came out, you know, said that my name is Kayvon and I've been battling this thing for like 11 or plus years, and I have to see y'all when I get back, then, you know, of course, you know, it'll be real. But in this case for Roman, I believe deep down inside that it was real, and the evidence is there and all that. So when he came back, of course, you know, I was excited when he said I was in remission. And then, of course, he took another hiatus because of, you know, COVID, and I guess he did not want to risk anything. And now that he's back, I want to see if his cancer will be coming back, just to see something. But when he first announced it, I thought it was real. I actually got upset for a little bit just hearing this audio. I almost cried, but I was like, that no. So. Yeah.
I respect your opinion. And, I mean, that's why I love this show, because we can't disagree with each other. But acting is all in wrestling. That's all they do. They want to put on a good show, so they're acting. So let's take, for instance, every time that a wrestler gets taken off into an ambulance, unless you know you have literally seen them get hurt, same episode they come back. Same pay-per-view, they come back. Look how many times Stone Cold been talking off into an ambulance and everyone's like, oh, he's done for, and then he comes back. Mm-hmm. Or let's take, for instance, when Vince McMahon was in the hospital. I mean, it's all an act. So they could very well just have set up pictures and promos and stuff like that and just publicity just to make this look real. Because at the end of the day, when you have cancer, now cancer has taken literally at least 36% of my family. That's not an exaggeration. My mother, my grandmother, 5 aunts, 3 uncles. I mean, it's taken a lot.
Wow.
I am a survivor. So with me, when it comes down to it, it's like you can portray what you want to portray, but when you touch something so serious – now, does he have leukemia? He probably does because, you know, it was known back in college and stuff like that. But the thing about it is there is no way in 2 months, you come back and you're perfectly fine. You're still going to have after effects of the chemo. You're still going to have after effects of every single thing you have to go through to get rid of, to get it back into remission. So at the end of the day, 2 months is not long enough to be able to go and then come back and not have any kind of side effects. I mean, the radiation – oh, go ahead.
No, so I'm going to let you finish. But and then he comes back on the road to WrestleMania. How convenient was that? You know, like
– Exactly.
That's all I wanted to say. Go ahead and finish, Josh. But, yeah, that was just – that was an odd
thing. Oh, yeah. It, I mean, I'm not taking away from the man's skill. The man is a very talented person. Everyone can admit that. But – WWE sometimes can be more sluggish than real. And let's face it, the WWE don't really care what the fans think, because if they did, then they'd be giving the fans what they want. I love the WWE. I'm WWE to, you know, through and through.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you can't respect something that hits so close to home for so many people just to get someone over. And that was 100% what happened with this whole Roman Reigns and leukemia and stuff like that. Because if he still had leukemia and it was still active, yeah, it could come and go. Cancer does that all the time. But the thing is at the end of the day, how do you know what you're seeing on the internet, what you're seeing in magazines or on TV anywhere, is 100% fact? Because I could tell you, I could take a crap in my hand, paint it gold, and say, hey, I just found a golden nugget. That don't mean it's a real nugget.
Right.
See, and to piggyback on what you got to say, and this is why I can see through a lot of other podcasts or even reality TV shows, like fake arguments and stuff like that. This is what I like about this show. We don't do fake arguments. We don't do fake disagreements. It's all authentic, but a lot of times with TV and radio, podcast, whatever you want to call it, there is scripted stuff going on. And this, to go back to WWE, this is the same company. And this is a guy that loves WWE. But I understand they can be full of crap at times. This is the same company that proceeded with the pay-per-view after Owen Hart died in the middle of the ring. This is the same company that proceeded with this, with that show. And for the life of me, I don't know how they could have done that. I don't know why they proceeded with that show, but I put nothing past WWE, especially this. And Dominic is back on to chime in. What's up, Don?
Hey, I'm back, fella. My take on Roman Reigns situation. Yeah, I mean, I'm like everybody. First hearing it, I was kind of, you know, I felt bad. But yeah, what was it? How long is it? Like, what, 2 months? 2 months? And then all of a sudden,
yep,
you know, he came back and was like, you know, he was in remission. Yeah, I'm pretty much same way too. Like, that's something that they shouldn't. If it was a fix, that was a big no-no. You definitely don't play with that. I know this year, I just lost my grandmother to stomach cancer. About 7 years ago, me personally, I was having a bad abdominal colon issue, to the point that if I didn't do my checkup or go to the doctor and let it get even worse, I would have had cancer myself. So I'm another one. So it could have been a better way if this was a shoot or somewhat a storyline to get them over. Yeah, you can't seriously play with something like cancer. It's not. It's it's sticking to me right now, if it is. But he made, like, then the other side, and he made it dead. Just, you know, different strokes for different folks. Some people are willing to fight. Some, to the point wherever the stage they are like pretty much saying, you know, there's no hope, or they feel like they need money or et cetera, and pretty much is ready to kick the bucket list of things they want to do and just go and just, you know, leave it before they leave. But yeah. I'm just pretty much one of those. Like, it's kind of hard to tell, but if it is, that's really uncool of WWE of way of getting Roman Reigns over.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, the floor is still open. Kayvon, did you have a rebuttal? Do you want to add to? I know we all are on the other side of this, but did you want to add anything else, rebuttal wise, to what we're saying?
Well, I can't really rebuttal now. Now that looking at it, you know, I had time to think about it. And, you know, although Roman Reigns is my favorite, sometimes I could be wrong. You know, I don't know that much about cancer other than what I have read about. So for the first time in forever, just like R2 did when he declared and then undeclared himself, yeah, I'm going to switch sides. I'm going to go y'all side for the one time. Although they did have me in my emotional state, I'm with y'all. I'm with y'all.
I'm sure we can continue to talk about this forever. You know, hopefully we can use this topic for people to call in next week to get their thoughts on that. So I'll put that out there too. We are also live on Instagram. We got some people listening on Instagram on the Open Talk 313 The Flash page. Thank you all for listening to us tonight. I guess we can step away from the Roman conversation, but we can always go back to it later. But I wish I had this in front of me, but I wanted to talk about the Chris Jericho, Amanda Hubbard situation with Kalisto. Have you guys seen that tweet? Do you all know what I'm talking
yes.
about? Yes. I wish I had it right in front of me.
No.
I don't. Go ahead,
no,
Don. Go.
I personally did. No, I'm just like, no, I did. I just heard little speculates of it.
I didn't do a good job. I should have it in front of me. But basically, to paraphrase it, Kalisto was just, it was his first match in AEW. You know, he was, he had a moment where he was remembering and praying to Brody Lee, thanking him. For, I guess, encouraging him throughout his career. And tell me if I'm wrong with this, Josh, if you guys have that tweet. But he spelled Brody Lee's name wrong, okay? And Chris Jericho and Brody Lee's wife came out and basically humiliated the man on social media because he messed up the guy's name. I thought that was a despicable act, you know? I understand that Miss Amanda has lost her husband, but I think she was out of bounds for coming out and saying what she said. I think Chris Jericho was out of bounds for saying what he said. Kalisto didn't mean no harm, okay? He didn't mean no harm by messing up the guy's name. But for them to come out and jump on him like that in front of the whole world, I thought it was disgusting. I thought it wasn't worth it. You know, I shouldn't say worth it. I thought it wasn't necessary, if you will. You know, and that made me look at Jericho differently now. You know, I thought that was a weak move. And I really want to cuss right now because it pissed me off so much, you know. It's almost like you wanted to humiliate this guy in front of the whole world. And it frustrated me. It was despicable, and I definitely wanted to tell you guys my thoughts on that. And that's all I got for it.
Kayvon, you want to go?
Considering I have no idea what you guys are talking about, because I haven't seen the tweet, but just to give my thoughts on what I heard from my brother, Brother Martez, it is sort of kind of, or not sort of kind of, it is like a bold move to come out there and jump on somebody just because they got somebody's name wrong. People get my name wrong all the time, but that doesn't mean I'm about to go all Stone Cold Steve Austin and open up a can of whoop butt on them, because it's like, oh, you got my name wrong. Okay, let me correct you in, like, a joking, positive way. Like, yeah, that's how you could say it, but it's really this. So I'm with Martez. It was kind of preposterous, for lack of a better word, about what they did.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Kalisto tweeted out, prayed and talked to John Brody Lee before my match. Thank you for showing me your home at AEW and giving me the strength and energy I need to it today. Praying emoji, forever you're in my heart, Hombro. He spelled John J-O-H-N when it is J-O-N. And then Chris Jericho and Huber pointed out, you spelled his name wrong. That's all they said. But the audacity of someone who is paying respect to someone who was truly one of the greatest that has ever played a heel in any company, didn't matter what company. The fact that Jericho had the nerve and that man's wife had the nerve to do that not only makes me sick, but gives me an all-time feeling of who the hell is Chris Jericho when all this dude wants to do is sing rock and roll and play the rock and roll god, who now is in a feud with people who aren't even real wrestlers. This guy is a jackass.
Sorry. No, you good. No, you finished?
Oh, I'm done.
Okay. No, just make sure I didn't want to, yeah, pretty much. I mean, all I have to, I'm going to put out there a little interest. I don't want to be controversial, but I totally agree with y'all. But I think it seemed like Chris Jericho has something against Hispanics. Because remember, back in the WWE, he got into it with the originals, I think with the second Sin Cara. It's well known, he had a brawl, backstage fight with him. You remember, he got him suspended. But then, it was something like that. Then days later, I think the next Monday Night Raw, Jericho wasn't slated to come back, but he came back, and a surprise, and he attacked somebody with the Sin Cara mask. It's just me, not to be, and not to start nothing real controversial, but yeah, it is, Jericho is kind of dual show at times, borderline racist, or some certain prejudice.
Wait.
You got to remember, this was the guy that was telling us about when Donald Trump was in office to ease off of him. You know, like, don't tell us as Americans. Yeah.
So wait, wow. I wouldn't expect you to say he's racist. So you say he's racist because he supported Donald Trump?
I mean, that was the guy that told us, like, because all the stuff was going on with him, with Donald Trump, was his antics, and it was during, was it the, because I'm not the biggest always following hashtags and tweets, when when, you know, we had the Capitol Hill incident. I think Jericho supported the people who went to Capitol Hill, if I'm not mistaken.
So what you're saying is he drank the Kool-Aid man's Kool-Aid?
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, and I've been a Jericho-holic, you know. But then at times it got me thinking, like, is Jericho kind of borderline prejudice on certain, you know, ethnic? It got me thinking. Now with this whole Kalisto thing, I may be out of line. I may be overblowing it. But I'm, like I said, I'm with y'all. Like, he was ever totally uncalled for.
Yep.
You know, jumping down Kalisto's throat like that. But, I mean, this, you know, pretty much, I wouldn't be, you know, surprised. I mean, I know he's part of a faction, the inner circle that has three fellow Hispanic Latinos, Guevara and Ortiz, I shut up. But it's just food for thought for me. Because Jericho, on the other hand, do show certain signs of,
Hey, Dominic, I agree with mostly everything you said, man. I do. The only thing I kind of will disagree with was the whole Trump thing. I mean, this is how I feel. Just because you support Trump don't make you a racist. And that's just my own opinion, you know, Dominic. That's just me, because I don't.
Yeah, that's true. No, I mean, I get it. I have a homeboy. He's 12:45 midnight black, and you think, you know, he's a big Trump. When he was in office, he was a big Trump, I won't say supporter, but he understands his politics, his logic, his whole movement of how the way he did things. So, yeah.
I would agree with some of what you said. I won't go as far as to say that Jericho is borderline racist. I will say that he is so into himself, because throughout his WCW reign, his WWE reign, and now his AEW reign, this dude has had very little ownership of what he had to say or do, because they gave him a mic. They said, go out there, do what you do, because you're always going to be entertaining. So they really didn't put a leash on him. And his ego is so huge right now that he feels he's, you know, John Gotti or something like that. He's untouchable, but he's not. But see, because of Kalisto making that mistake, with the pull he has in AEW, Jericho will now drown and smother Kalisto, because he feels that he did something wrong when it was an honest mistake, but the dude was still paying respect to one of his friends, one of his fellow brothers in wrestling, and all Jericho could take from this was, you spelled his name wrong. Okay, well, Chris Jericho, you're a jackass.
Yeah, I'm no longer a Jericho fan off that. I'm like, that was it. Because you tried to make them, you tried to put him on blast. Like, if you got an issue with him making a mistake, call him up on the phone, right? You know, or text him. Don't make him look stupid in front of the world.
Or pull him to the side.
But see, you got to also look at it like this. So Jericho, one of his biggest, hugest, you know, idols has been and will always be Hulk Hogan. Now, let's talk Hogan for a second, and then you'll see the analogy I'm about to put. Hogan was wrestling Big Van Vader in WCW. Hogan was supposed to take Vader's powerbomb and stay down, and Vader was supposed to pin him. Vader powerbombed him. Hogan laid there for a minute, and when Vader turned around to tease the fans, Hogan did his little Hulkamania stuff and stood up and everything. So he was calling stuff on the fly because he didn't want his ego to get burst by being pinned by Vader. So the ego just goes, it transcends from generation to generation. And this year's generational jackass is always going to be Chris Jericho.
Yep, I wish, even though I don't like that show, but I wish I had like the Donkey of the Day. We can give Chris Jericho the Donkey of the Day. Although I don't like the Breakfast Club, or I don't like the Charlemagne guy, but I do wish we had a donkey, the Donkey of the Day. Anyway, if we Chris Jericho is the Donkey of the Day, whatever. You know.
There we go.
Kayvon, you still with it? You quiet?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all. I'm still with y'all.
We gotta talk about some stuff that you can talk about. You know, because I know you don't watch TV. All right,
I don't.
Josh,
like I said, I got my own personal issue with AEW. No, I'm, yeah.
So, let's dive into that. What's your personal issue?
Well, when I first watched it, you know, the old saying, when you first watch something, you know, you got to continue watching it to see if it's good or not. Yeah, let's just say I had to go to work the next day, and when I watched AEW for the first time, I fell asleep. And I believe I fell asleep on, I believe her name is Red Velvet or the whatnot. In AEW, I know I'm going to be getting a whole lot of hate by the time this podcast is over, but AEW is good for one thing and one thing only. It is a good it's a good show to fall asleep on. I fell asleep on it and woke up early for work. That is the only thing AEW is good for me. It's a good show to fall asleep on.
So you say it's a sleeper.
Yes, it is a sleeper.
He ain't lying,
though. He says NyQuil. It is NyQuil.
The AEW put you to sleep.
Absolutely.
Boy, you gonna make some AEW fans mad tonight.
Hey, listen, I'm the tribal chief. That's what I do. That's what I do.
So far, Roman lied about having cancer. Chris Jericho is a jerk, and you can fall asleep on AEW.
Absolutely.
We're off to a great start.
Now, Josh, I know you suggested that we talk about the WWE releases. There's a lot of let's get into it.
The biggest mistake WWE did was letting go of some of the stars that they just let go. One, you repackage Karrion Kross how many times, and then you're like, oh, he just ain't going to get over it with the fans. Because you kept taking them off TV because you didn't know what to do with them. So you're like, let's just get rid of them. But their biggest mistake was getting rid of Keith Lee. That dude is phenomenal inside of the ring and outside of the ring. The dude can do what the dude can do. You know, I mean, but let's look at it like this. How is WWE being held accountable for this now? Now, like I said, I love WWE, but they tout that their third quarter earnings are so good, but then they say, oh, we're going to release you because of budget cuts. How can you be making so much money, then you're releasing all these people because you ain't making no money? That just don't make sense to me. They did this on the same day. That's like saying, hey, I'm going grocery shopping, but all I'm going to buy is Skittles.
Wow. Good point. Good analogy.
Sorry, I just said Skittles earlier. My bad. Bro.
But
it's the rainbow.
Yep. You just where is this show going?
Well,
man,
well, let's look at it like this.
All I got to say is not my baby B Fab, not my baby B Fab. That's all I got to say.
Oh. Now with B Fab, they just called this group up. They let him have two TV showings, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're gonna release her. I guarantee you now they're gonna bury Hit Row, and the next time they release people, that whole group's gonna get released.
I completely agree. So you know what? What's so funny about that? You know, watching them come out on SmackDown this week, it was horrible. You know, like,
oh yeah,
it went to show that B Fab made that group. You know, like she was the perfect mix. She was the perfect mix in that group, and it was crazy to pull her away. I would at least release Ashanti. I think that's his name. I agree with you. Like, in a few months, Hit Row is going to have to hit the road because there will be no more. Frankie Monet, that was disappointing because a lot of these people, they've been wanting to get to WWE for a long time. And if you hear her talk, she wanted to get to WWE for a long time. And for her to only be there a few months and for her to be released, that's very heartbreaking to me as a fan because I wanted her to succeed in that company. Even Keith Lee, that was disappointing, and Karrion Kross, like, these are high caliber individuals, but what do I know?
Well, see, here's my thing. All right, so you get rid of Mia Yim, you get rid of, you know, these people who you've called up, and when they were in NXT, they were doing so good. They built that part of the WWE, and then all of a sudden they come up. And you get rid of these people. Why? I mean, first off, they take Mia Yim from being Mia Yim, and they put her as Reckoning in the Retribution faction, which when they first started was going to be this big faction. Then all of a sudden they had nothing. It was the moment they stepped in the ring with Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss, where all they were doing was standing there and not attacking, that was the beginning of the downfall for that group. So they had nothing for Mia Yim. So then they say, okay, well, we're going to draft her to Raw as Mia Yim, and then all of a sudden we're going to release her. Why release her when you know you need to build around the women's division? If you release anybody, you should have released the dude who played the whatever his name was, a Slapjack. I mean, come on, that dude, the smallest person in the whole group of Retribution, but yet you want to give him a Crocodile Dundee gimmick and let him stay in the WWE. Why? Because his contract is smaller than Mia Yim's. That's why. It's all about money with the WWE. It's always going to be about money with the WWE. And see, they're like, oh, we make all this money, but we're going to release all these people so we can make this much more money. That's stupid.
Yeah. Why sign all these people? You know, if you're only going to release them at some point. That was their biggest problem. They wanted to sign everybody, you know, and I think that was one of their big problems. Go ahead, Doctor.
All right. Let me get the floor for a minute. It's a head scratcher. It's an ear puller. It's a what the hell, and it's like, you know, you made this money, but Mr. Man is trying to be Mr. Scrooge and save money, and then I'm hearing another reason not to be on Mr. McMahon's side, that as well, a lot of these wrestlers wasn't vaccinated. And so that was the reason why they were the other excuse is why all of these wrestlers was released. If that's so, I mean, you know, especially with this pandemic going on, and, you know, a lot of people have their theory, you know, in NBA, you got Kyrie Irving holding out. I'm somewhat like, okay, but still, you should have informed your superstars, which some of them are saying you didn't inform them unless and say that they had to get the vaccination. But on the other hand, especially if you're a, you know, if you want to, with WWE, be, when you have to travel and go in and out the country and state to state, you should be pro alert of, yeah, you probably do need to get that vaccination if you want to, you know, if you want a job. So, it's so much, this is another topic. It's like, it's kind of in a way, it's up in the air. One minute you're like, yeah, next minute, like, you know, yeah, now that do make sense. But when you look at the names, only person that I have zero sympathy, and Marquez is going to get on me, that was that got released, was Eva Marie. I'm sorry. Gotta go, yep. You got to go, baby. You got to go.
That pissed me off, too.
Yeah, I mean, I told you, I called it. I said it was a total disappointment to bring her back.
Yeah, you did.
Not take her back to NXT, and yep. You talking about for her to be a serious competitor wrestler?
And I hate
I
to
mean,
agree with
then,
you.
Then, huh?
I said, I hate to agree with you on this, but you called it, and it's been nothing but a joke since she returned, because I thought I had high hopes
yeah.
for her, man.
I mean, I've been calling it. I am like Houdini with
yeah.
some of this stuff since I've been. I have been Houdini since Marquez, since we have been doing Russell Talking to Steve.
Yes, that's true.
Like you said, Josh, you bring,
yeah.
you give so many repackaged with Keith Lee and Karrion Kross to say, oh, no, we give up. Me and him was a perfect female that you could have had her, like, as a female Sting or that Outcast or that female hardcore, that Outcast. Also female, you know, that truly needed to be, you know, she was like that on the NXT, but needed as well after you, thank God, you broke her from Retribution on the main roster. B-Fab, I'm going to be honest, y'all, she was kind of, she needed to stay in NXT, but she was a beautiful, had a, you know, promos was beautiful, and she was so on point. Lucha Underground, you knew it was coming because the opportunity and the overlook. So you knew they was hearing about them. So I know they was happy. You know, yeah, and Grand Metal League, Kalisto, and Corrado. Nia Jax, now I'm hearing she had a mental health breakdown, and they had a contract, and now they're, he's look like she, you know, there's always one when they have a release that they do bring back. So it looked like she may be coming back. They made a big mistake with her. But,
well, not only did they make a big mistake with her, but, I mean, look at her family lineage. I mean, for all intents and purposes, she is wrestling royalty because who she's related to. Now, a lot of people were saying she needed to be let go because she kept hurting people. Okay, you can argue that fact. She had a heavy
right.
hand. But you knew that getting in a ring with her, you were going to get effed up if you didn't do things right.
Right.
So I agree. She will be back.
Yeah, she will be back. Is there any – I mean, it was a big – all of these – some of these, there's a big mistake. And I said, with Frankie Monet, a.k.a. Taya Valkyrie, I said, why is she on NXT?
Yep.
That gimmick she got, she's amazing. You know, you can tell she has a career in acting, but it did not, that's not her. It was not her. Amber Moon, why? Okay, you gave her the confidence with Shotzi. Why did you, as well, one of another one you didn't bring back up to the main roster? You sent Mandy. I mean, they could have did that with Mandy on the main roster. The whole was not. I mean, and I love her, but you still got females like Dana Brooke. It makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett, Mordo.
Yeah, Dominic, I agree with you, man. Like, this is the first, I know we had a few waves of these releases over the last couple of years, but this particular wave, it was a lot of head scratchers. And the people that you brought up, I scratched my head about it too. And it's just disappointing.
I mean, every time it's a release. Every time since the pandemic, every release, it's like, huh? And like I said, you may have one you could say yes. But
And I'm telling you guys, I'm about ready to turn my WWE card in. I'm just going to keep it real tonight. Like, I'm getting tired of these releases. Like, you begin to, it's a business. That's one thing we got to realize. It's a business. But you begin to formulate some type of a love for these talents, okay? And it was something about this recent release that broke my heart. It really did, to the point to where I said, I'm done with WWE. I don't even want to watch it anymore. And I'm on the verge of that. I'm being real serious with you. You know, because you don't want to see people constantly getting let go, you know. Like, you get behind a superstar, in a couple months, he gone. You know, and that's not fair to our heart. And that's where I'm at with all this right now.
Well, just so you guys know, there are talks of rumored more releases. And some of the names that are rumored will be very shocking and definitely will upset a lot of people. Which leads into my exclusive.
I think
we know some. it looks like maybe Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Kyle O'Reilly are name of three because their contract is ending in December. And then same way when Adam Cole contract and Vince McMahon all of a sudden wanted to, you know, bring him up on the main roster. But then in another hand, Vince kind of did have a point at the gimmick. It would be somewhat best to have someone save him, even though he didn't like it, to be a promo manager for Adam Cole. It looks like history is repeating itself. It looks like history is going to repeat itself again. But to answer, though, what you said, Martez, watching NXT tonight brought hope, because these past two or three NXT episodes have been pretty bland. Tonight was, if I had to give it out of five, it was a four. I would say it was a 4.5 out of five. They catered. I like this episode because they They had a nice storyline. They wasn't scared to give the female some shine, and they had, and the matches was more than just six minutes. Monday Night Raw, I didn't fully watch it, and like you said, it had some, it had a good ha-ha-ha, a hearty laugh with the 24/7. The storyline with Kevin Owens, it was pretty decent. I'm more of a Raw guy. It seemed like Raw be a couple of weeks, it seemed like it's getting better than the next following week. It kind of take a tone hill, then it pick back up to normal C, the average C, and then it go to below. But SmackDown it seemed like it's the same booking to me. It has some excitement and some went all in ring competition, but the storyline and the booking is just like it's the same old. But I'm then listening to K-Von. When I look at AEW, it's like I only have a few people I watch it for, and right now it's not even. I try to get interested in it, but it just. I can't put my chips all in to be elite right now. Let's just go to the next topic.
All right. AEW and how AEW's booking is terrible. Per Josh.
Oh, God. Where do I start? Yeah, let's start with the Inner Circle versus this MMA group, all team, whatever they're called. Bunch of screw jobs, if you ask me. Yeah. I mean, all right, Paige Van Zandt, fine-looking woman, does not deserve to be in AEW or WWE or professional wrestling at all, because she's technically not going to do nothing. She's there for a mouthpiece and for looks. But let's take the Inner Circle. You got a champion, you got a former heavyweight champion, and then you got the other three that are there. So why put talent such as Sammy Guevara or Ortiz or I'm not going to say Jericho, that dude's a beep. He's a beep. That's all I'm going to say. But I mean, then you got Jack Hager. I mean, all right, Jack Hager has some kind of record in the MMA, but do they mix? They mix, yes. But do you have professional wrestlers going against people who are not professional wrestlers? Now, I follow this guy on TikTok, and he said it on his TikTok, and I'm gonna mimic what he said. You're taking talent against no talent. And you're booking these people. It's like first you wanted to book all these great matches with all these people, but then all of a sudden all the elite were the ones who were winning. For crying out loud, why? I mean, okay, you're all elite wrestling, and you're all elite before you were all elite wrestling. So in other words, what you're saying is because your name is in a title, you get to run roughshod over the entire company. That's BS, if you ask me. You're booking a women's division around one woman, which is Britt Baker. Great wrestler, phenomenal wrestler. But you got so many other great talents in there that you're not showcasing. And let's be honest, Britt Baker is actually the champion and winning, and her record is going so good because why? She's with someone who's part of the All Elite who just recently joined, which is Adam Cole. And you're running roughshod through all this talent that you said, hey, we're going to give you a bright future, but you ain't booking these people the way you should be booking them. sorry. Today, I told you today was going to be kind of hectic for me. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm going to go on a strict diet of eating nothing but salad, but then I see that prime rib over there, and I'm like, huh, do I cheat on my salad or go eat the prime rib? I'm a fat man. I'm going to go eat the damn prime rib because I like prime rib. Forget the salad. That's what's happening right now in the AEW. You're booking talent against people who are not talented. Then you got people being jackasses, calling out other people for honest, innocent mistakes. You're booking stuff that does not belong. I will say the Eddie Kingston and CM Punk storyline, that is the only storyline right now that's making any kind of sense to me. And that's just me. That's just my opinion, though.
Yep.
I'll let you guys go now. I can go on forever.
Let's pick back up on this. We got to go to the Big 4 plus 1 with Kayvon one more time. It's almost 11:07, so if Kayvon is ready, let's get it.
All right, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I am back and better than ever. Let us get into this. Number one, we have Kevin Owens. Have you seen this Monday night? Kevin Owens did take a heel turn by beating up Big E and standing at him. Then let us get into Big E. Will Big E go on a heel turn based off what Kevin Owens did? Yeah, exactly, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to find that out on your own. Jimmy Uso, the man that almost bent the knee to King Woods. We all know the Tribal Chief wasn't having that, so he interfered, and it wasn't good for the New Day. And, of course, a whole lot of you all will be upset, especially my brother Martez Al, because of the fact Big Mama Jack, she has retired from doing podcasts based off the releases of the one and only Nia Jax. And number five, ladies and gentlemen, I said it earlier, but tonight is a little twist. Roman Reigns, in the locker room, he said that SmackDown was worse because he was not there when he took a vacation. He even said it himself that SmackDown was like Raw, and Raw sucks. So, with that, now he has an opportunity of a lifetime. He's going up against King Woods on this Friday night just to see who will be on the top of the food chain. So tune in to a Friday Night SmackDown to witness that great match. That is it for me tonight. Tune in next week for another edition of the Big 4 Plus 1. And we are out of here.
That's one of the highlights of this show when you do that, Kayvon. We're getting back into the AEW conversation. I know, Dominic, you wanted to add to that, brother.
No, go ahead.
I got nothing, but AEW is terrible. That's all I want to say. I don't have much to add to this topic.
We can move on.
Yeah.
You guys ready for one of my exclusives?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Rumor has it that there is a behind-the-scenes source talking to AEW that is very close to the McMahon family, and this is why AEW is able to get a lot of the talent coming from the WWE. And that source, rumored to be, is none other than Shane O'Mac himself, Shane McMahon.
Shane O'Mac. Here comes the money.
That is the rumor. How true it is, only time will tell, because Shane McMahon is no longer affiliated with the WWE.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
So guys, real quick, you think, once again, if history is going to repeat itself, are we going to one day look up and see Shane McMahon in AEW? Saying he's all elite?
Well,
anybody?
Anything is possible.
Well, yeah, anything is possible. That'll be even more reason for me to fall asleep on AEW if Shane McMahon come on there.
I'm just going to say this. If I see another Invasion 2.0, I think I'm going to stop watching wrestling altogether, because the first one was horrendous. I'm sorry. I'll never stop watching wrestling, though. Nope.
Yeah.
I'll just have to start watching MLW.
There's pretty good talent down there.
There is some pretty... There's a lot more talent down there than there is in some other companies. I'm not going to name them, though.
Yes, it is. So, okay, moving on. So, Josh, you remember you was telling us about it's a plan, it's supposed to be a, I won't say plan, but it's supposed to be a new type of faction or a new type of gimmick dealing with Raquel Gonzalez riding a motorcycle?
Yes, and... Didn't she show up today with a motorcycle? Interesting facts. Oh, wait, that came from Mr. Exclusives. I'm sorry. Yeah, nah. She showed up on a motorcycle today. And here's the thing. She's been, again, with that Dexter Lumis girl. And they've been doing the dark matches as American Badasses. And this is truly, in my opinion, Raquel Gonzalez's last feud in NXT before she gets called up. Because let's face it, her talent on the main roster could only blossom, but that is if Vince McMahon can get his head out of his ass. Just my opinion.
I mean, what I saw today... She's good by herself.
She is,
with that whole demonic.
Yeah, she is, but the thing is they don't have enough female tag teams for the female tag team titles, so they're trying to put teams together, but they're trying to put teams together that make sense. See, like Casey, Catanzaro, and Carter, they are a great tag team. Put them on the main roster, they can go like any high flyer can go. But let's face it, they're smaller
right.
women, so that would be their equivalent to Paul London and Brian Kendrick.
Right.
But I think they'd be good on the main roster too. But if you put Raquel Gonzalez and that Dexter Lumis girl over on the other, on the main roster, they will run roughshod through the women's tag team division. Mark my words.
Raquel by herself. will run through the women's division. I'm a big fan of Mami Chica. I'm just a super big fan. I'm ready for. I see Indy. Doing something else. I see Vince McMahon trying to like, well, not that Aussie girl. She have an accent. No. I really see her Vince rejecting Indy but approving Raquel. That's why I said that Mercedes Martinez would have been a totally better fit. They shouldn't let her left. Or either if Alexa Lopez didn't join, now as the leader of Legado del Fantasma, she would have been another candidate as well. Alexa Lopez would. Really, that's who, in my opinion, will be the match, the fit with Raquel. Hands down. I really right now like Indy Hartwell and what's her name, Jessica Kamea.
Didn't Jesse Kamea just get let go?
Well, I think so. I forgot the female name that's with her now, but she's you're talking about Candice LeRae.
Candice LeRae is pregnant,
but the female she's teaming up with now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're trying to reamp the Iconics, pretty much, but make them, you know, a better in-ring, you know, more competitors, more fierce.
Yeah.
I think I'm liking her with, can't talk. Who she's with now? Nah. And putting her with Raquel. I'm gonna be a big baby with that.
Well, speaking of women, let's go to the main roster for a minute. Can we address the elephant that's in the room? And I'm not talking about my ego because I'm a fat man, but still, you have phenomenal talent in Toni Storm, but yet you completely ignore her for the Survivor Series team and put Aaliyah on there, which this is going to be her main roster debut. I think they should have, actually, first off, the way they did the whole Survivor Series matches set up and everything, that was bullcrap. They should have kept with the qualifying matches, you're this person, you're the, you know, but that's neither here nor there because they're going to do whatever they want to do anyway. But Toni Storm should have either at least had the chance to join the women's SmackDown team or automatically been put on it instead of Aaliyah because everyone knows, I've said it before, you have to earn your stripes. And to me, even when Aaliyah was in NXT, until she joined the Robert Stone brand, she really wasn't doing nothing. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, we're going to call her up, but then we're going to give her a big payday and put her on the SmackDown Women's team for Survivor Series because, well, we just want to. That's, to me, WWE's not being fair to their talent. I mean, look at Ricochet. Where is he? Okay, no, I'm not going to lie. The Raw side of the Survivor Series team now with Bobby Lashley, there's all former champions. To me, it's just like, why neglect your talent if you have them under roster, let them perform. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
Is they going to do a tag team? Is they still doing the tag team Survivor Series match?
You know, right now, with the way WWE's going, I won't be surprised if they had a gimmick match where they brought back all the mascots like the Brooklyn Brawler and Bastion Booger and said, hey, we're going to have this match, and all you guys are going to enjoy it because we say so.
The Goon, Goonie.
Yeah.
Repo Man.
Yeah, I mean, the Godly Gooker. There we go.
Toni Storm, it's like, don't be surprised she'd be the next one. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, the next list that I think that's going to be let go is going to be, and some of these names, and this leads right into my next exclusive, some of these names are going to shock you. Some of the names that I think are going to get let go are Toni Storm, Ricochet, Cesaro. I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy. I mean, I can go on and on, but the people that you know have talent that are not being seen are the talent that's going to be let go, which is completely stupid. I mean, Jeff Hardy just came back with his old theme music not too long ago, and now they're teasing his Willow character coming to SmackDown. They're teasing a heel turn on Jeff Hardy, but they're also going to be letting him go in a not-so-far future because they're gonna make so much money on their fourth quarter that they're going to have to let people go. That's what kills me with WWE.
No,
you tout.
That's BS. That's just Vince. Vince way of somebody kissing up to Vince, knowing want to play. I know what Vince like. Vince don't like him. And it's sick in the world.
Well, let's be honest. Okay, so Triple H had that heart surgery not too long ago, so he's on a sideline, right?
Right.
Now look at every single person who just got let go. They were all people that Triple H was a strong component for. And now that he's not in the picture because he's trying to rehab and get healthy again, all of the people he likes are getting let go. Don't be surprised if Samoa Joe gets let go next time.
Whew.
Yeah. You know, because, see, Vince McMahon's head is so far up his own butt that even John Laurinaitis is smelling what he cooked 3 days ago. You know, and everyone's like, John Laurinaitis, send this email. Oh, we're going to have to let you go because of budget cuts. Then all of a sudden it's because you ain't vaccinated. Okay, this pandemic has been going on. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, so this pandemic's been going on for 2 years, and you're just now letting people go because they're not vaccinated? That is a BS story. People are believing what they want to believe. The fact is WWE is a Vince McMahon kiss my ass club, and he's letting go of the people who don't want to kiss his ass. And I'm sorry, but that's not how you do business. If you want to do business, you do business the right way. You want to make money, you have the people to help you make money. You don't let go of people like Keith Lee, people like Karrion Kross, Nia Jax. You don't let go of the talent that you have just so they can go make money for other companies when those other companies can potentially run your ass out of town.
Right.
Sorry, I'm getting a little bit heated.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, we all are. I mean, like, that's what I was saying on my whole statement of my intake of the release. Like, yeah, okay, like, yeah, they, you know, on one end, you could say, make it seem like, well, if they wasn't vaccinated. But on the other end, it was like, yeah, should you, since day one, you know, encourage some superstars? Then on the other hand, like, if you did, they did, like, it's ultimately, it was like, why did you guys, you know, didn't get it? Or did you have a Kyrie Irving type of, you know, I'm not getting it. I don't believe in it, or I'm not for it. It's, you know, it's, you can be like, yeah, but it's just a lot of BS with it. And then, like me and Martez are saying, this is the time, forget AEW. Impact needs to get some majority of these superstars. And Impact needs to to make a comeback.
Speaking of Impact, let's talk about that Moose promo. Oh, my God. That was some harsh words. I know y'all saw it, right?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Martez had him on the show a while back.
All right. So I got a question for Kayvon.
Uh-huh.
Was that not calling out every single thing, including the tribal chief?
Well, yes, it was. He caught out everybody. But just know when. Actually, no, not when. If he is lucky enough, the tribal chief might have something to say behind that. And Becky Lynch and the boss and, well, just about everybody he called out. If he's lucky enough, people will respond to that, including your tribal chief. But, you know, it is what it is. See, when people think they're the best, they say stuff like that. Roman. Roman is the best of right now, but he make it known. The way he make it known, he don't brag about it, you know. But everybody else, they brag about it because they want to be the tribal chief. I'm just saying that's all I got to say. That's it.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, if we were all professional wrestlers at some point and we became a champion in another federation and they gave us an open mic, I'm pretty sure we'd say some stuff that eventually down the line we would regret saying. But I will say this, in a match between Moose and Roman Reigns, oh, Roman Reigns all day long, for the simple fact because, you know, Moose is good, but he ain't that good. As James Storm would say, sorry about your damn luck. I don't know. It's interesting to see what the landscape is going to look like. In our interview earlier today, it opened my eyes to some stuff. I mean, I heard what, you know, everyone was saying and everything, but at the end of the day, it's like you can choose the landscape you choose to watch. You can watch one or you can watch all. Now, let's take Kayvon. We know he don't watch AEW unless it's time for him to go to sleep. So. Yeah. I mean, if you really look at it, though, every single federation that's out there right now, every single company that's out there right now has their top talent. It doesn't matter if you're WWE, New Japan, Impact, whoever. Everyone has their top talent. But let's face it, every single professional wrestler on the face of the earth at some point in their career calls WWE the big leagues. And that's where they all want to be. Because there's no crowd like a WrestleMania crowd. Let's face that. But at the end of the day, how many of those people who are in other federations have attended, while they were under contract with those companies, have attended WrestleMania pay-per-views? I can name at least 30, but I'm not going to because it'll take too long. But the fact is everybody and their mama wants to – they want to get out of the minor leagues and they want to go to the big leagues. Some of them don't deserve it. Some of them who've been there and have gone on to other companies don't deserve where they are. I will say, though, at the end of the day, the tribal chief on SmackDown right now is the best thing going for SmackDown, in my opinion. And I know that's going to make Kayvon a little bit happy because, you know, I've been a strong proponent about, you know, like not saying such good things about Roman, but he's a good thing for the WWE and for SmackDown. But in 10 years from now, who's going to take his place? You know, so, I mean, as we're looking at this generation, we have to look forward to the next generation. You never know. A Matt Cardona might come back and be the next Hulk Hogan. You never know. That's just my opinion.
Well, welcome back to the island of relevancy.
It's like they say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I look at it like this. I like the fact that, like you guys say, we can come on here, say what we want to say, not worry about if we're upsetting anybody, because we all know that this is an open forum. And it's an open forum for anybody, as, you know, Martez says every week, which is awesome. At the end of the day, we're all a family if we're wrestling fans. We may not always agree. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we may be a little bit too emotional. Sometimes we may go off the script and cuss a lot. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. But at the end of the day, we are all a family. So for any of the listeners out there, I'm going to be raw for a minute for you guys. I'm not always the best person to talk to. I'm not always the best friend to have in your corner. But I am always a good listener and a good talker. Feel free to call in, and we encourage you to. Because at the end of the day, as they all say, and like Brother Love always said, I love you. Please call in, join the fun, because it's all good in our hood. And I'll turn the floor over to you guys.
Well, that was a lot. I agree with him 100%. But of course, the matter at hand. I know I talked about this in my big 4+1. Big Mama Jax is no longer with us, only because of the releases. She was only with us for a short time because, of course, Nia Jax was on here. Nia Jax was on the show, but Nia Jax was, of course, a part of wrestling. Until she got released, the day she got released, Big Mama Jax says she is quitting all podcasts, including WrestleTalking to Be. So I know that's going to hurt a lot of people, especially my brother Martez Al. With that, you still have me, but of course, Big Mama Jack's like to take it a step further. So I can try to get her on the show next week for her her closing comments, you know, her going away thing. But I don't know. I talked to her. So there's that.
Hey, if you can make that happen, that'd be tremendous.
Yes, sir. I got you.
Well, this has been a long, long day talking wrestling. I don't know if we're going to make it to 12 a.m. tonight. But It's been a good day of talking wrestling, getting things out of our system. The Roman Reigns cancer stuff still don't sit right with me, but I'm glad we were able to talk about it. And I'm sorry, Dominic, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Okay, I just came back. Sorry, sorry, y'all. I had to take care of a personal issue. What are we talking about? Oh. No,
In a sense, I guess we kind of wrapping it up. In a sense, yeah.
Oh, we wrapping it up. We doing the Uncle Murda wrap up for 2021 already. No, that's pretty much it. Mandy Rose looked at hot and sexy. Electric Lopez looked at hot and sexy. Zelina Vega looked at hot and sexy. Liv Morgan looked at hot and sexy.
Wow.
I'm on the phone with a hot and sexy female, so yeah, it took me. Took me out the loop, but nothing else.
We gonna let you go back to the sexy girls, man. But on a serious note, wanna thank everybody that listened today. I wanna thank the guys that make this show what it is. I wanna thank Dominic, Josh, Kayvon, Martez. Even though that's who I am, but I wanna thank everybody for making the show great.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of self-plugging every now and then.
I didn't mean to. I think I'm getting sleepy. I'm not going to lie.
Top five. Martez, and Martez.
Trust me, ain't nobody listening to this for me. Y'all will make the show great, all jokes aside. But we don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but I guess we'll figure it out. My schedule may be changing, so I might not be on here on Tuesdays, but we can figure out a way that the show can keep going on without me. But we'll talk about that in a private chat. This has been Wrestle Talking Indeed with Martez, Dominic, Kayvon, and Josh. We'll talk to you later. See you next week.
Peace.
Later.
Yes, sir.